Welcome to the Sufficiently Social Podcast, your ultimate guide to all things social media and digital marketing, made exclusively for women entrepreneurs and creators. I'm your host, Alicia Noel, a corporate marketing pro turned six-figure entrepreneur. Join me as we unlock the potential of organic marketing through the magic of storytelling and captivating visuals. Get ready to empower your journey with the knowledge, tools, and insights to thrive in the dynamic world of social media and organic digital marketing. Whether you're a budding entrepreneur or a seasoned creator, the Sufficiently Social Podcast is your compass to stand out, thrive, and conquer the online realm. Okay, sis, are you ready to get sufficient? Hey guys, it's your girl, Alicia Noel, and I am back with another episode of the Sufficiently Social Podcast. I am so excited about this topic because it's been lingering around in everything that I hear from creators, from entrepreneurs, and that is dealing with imposter syndrome on social media. I know how hard it can be to get over that fear that you are not enough, that what you're putting out is not good enough. You're comparing it to someone else. And so we're going to dive into that today. But before I get too deep into this episode, I have to take a brief pause because if you are listening to this episode, it is December, and that means it has been one full year since I have been a full-time entrepreneur. And I could not do this without the support of you guys who listen to the podcast, who follow me on social media, who are members of the society, and who work with me day in and day out as clients. So I just wanted to show my gratitude to thank you because December 2022, I never would have thought that there would be a podcast. So I really want to thank you for that. And I really want to just show you guys how much I appreciate you. So there is a special treat for you in the link down below. There is a discount link to join the society at a founding member rate. That's right, just $47 a month. So go ahead and click the link below and come and join us. But this is special just for this episode. So make sure if you saw it and you caught it that you joined. But let's jump into today's topic, overcoming imposter syndrome on social media. If you've ever felt like you don't belong or that you're not good enough, and it's constantly popping up when you're scrolling through your Instagram feed, your TikTok, your Facebook. Trust me when I say you are not alone. Imposter syndrome is a common challenge, and many of us face it. Yes, even me, I deal with it quite often. And it's crazy because it feels like social media has just heightened the feelings of imposter syndrome. I used to feel it in the corporate world, but when I left my office, you know, I didn't feel it as much. Now it's almost a constant feeling of, is what I'm doing truly good enough? So to kick things off, I really want to clarify what imposter syndrome is. Imposter syndrome is the persistent feeling that you're a fraud or that you don't deserve the success or recognition that you've achieved. It's the nagging voice in your head that tells you everyone else has it all together and you're just pretending. And on social media, we know you might compare yourself to other influencers. You might think they have perfect lives, amazing careers, that they're stunning in their appearance. You also might be thinking, I'll never be as good as them. But the thing I want you guys to remember first and foremost is social media is truly a highlight reel. It is not the full picture of their life. They could be having a beautiful photo with their husband, with their kids, and in their household, they're experiencing abuse or experiencing neglect. And I just want you guys to understand that what you're seeing on social media is always the fullness, the beauty that they want you to see. If they don't want you to see it, they will not post about it, okay? So how can you recognize if you're experiencing imposter syndrome? Because there are some common signs and I want you to be able to look out for them. So as we head into a new year, you begin to crush these out. So the first one is that constant comparison. You're comparing your life, your achievements, or your appearance to the other people you see on social media. And I've encouraged you guys in episodes before, make sure that you're unfollowing accounts that make you feel that way. Make sure that you are muting those accounts, meaning maybe it's someone you do actually want to follow, but you're in a season where you can't see their post, you can mute them. But I don't want you always comparing yourself and your life to someone else that you see on social media, because I promise you, there are things going on in their life that if you knew about it, you would not feel so bad and you would not be in that constant comparison game. The second thing I want you to think through is, are you always feeling self-doubt? You doubt your abilities, even like when you have the true evidence that you can show up and do it. Whether you've signed brand partnerships in the past and now you're having a little bit of a slow season, or whether you have been at the top and the heights of your business and now you're having to feel like you're starting over. Don't doubt your abilities just because of what you see on social media. One thing I've been very vocal about is people sharing that their business makes multiple six figures. I want you guys to understand that does not mean that that person makes multiple six figures. And I am telling you this as a business owner. My salary and what my business makes are very opposite numbers. And so I just want you guys to be aware that when you see these inflated numbers, because that's what we're going to do on social media, don't allow for them to deflate you and discount all the things that you're able and capable of doing, okay? The next piece is, I don't want you to downplay your success. Like, don't sit here and think that, you know, you got lucky or it was just really good timing. I want you to sit and acknowledge the work you put into the content. And yes, even if it was a reel that you put almost no effort into, imagine all the other reels that you have put effort into. Those are what leads to your success. You've done trial and error to be able to make the right decision. So please don't downplay your accomplishments. You are very valuable and what you bring to the table is valuable. Next, I also see a lot of people who have fear of exposure. You begin to worry that people will discover that you're not as great as you appear online. And I will tell you, this is something I definitely struggle with because when I meet people out in public and like, I don't have on makeup and my hair's thrown up, and I just want you guys to know I'm a regular person, but there is that fear that someone's going to be like, oh, like that's her. And when I had to get that out of my head and say, no, I'm just regular, like I'm a normal person. I don't want to say regular, I'm above average, but I am a normal person who goes to the grocery store not with a full face of makeup. And I think that also can lead, though, to anxiety or an avoidance of posting because you're like, well, this is really a cleaned up version. And I want you to know everyone's cleaning up some kind of versions to put out online. So don't worry about someone trying to expose you and say that you're not who you say you are online. That's why it's important that you are as authentic as you can be online and share those vulnerable moments. But also keep in mind, you know, I'm not posting photos of, you know, my kid vomiting everywhere and I was up all night. Like, I'm not doing that. But I want you guys to know I experienced those things. And I don't want you to discount yourself or think that you're any less valuable just because other people who know you in real life may know deeper parts about you that you're not open to sharing online. Okay. And then the last one I want you guys, that's a sign you should be looking out for, is you begin to set unrealistic standards for yourself. I cannot tell you guys how often I look at my house and I'm like, oh my God, there's toys in the living room. There's a load of laundry waiting to be folded. And in my head, I have seen all these perfect houses on Instagram where they're organized. And now I have set this unrealistic expectation and standard that my house is going to look that way all the time. And I just want you to understand that you don't always have to look perfect. Your house doesn't always have to look perfect. And you don't have to be on this nonstop success path. A lot of business owners don't realize that they can set it up to where they're not launching all the time. They're not having to live to these standards of what other people are doing. I was actually listening to a podcast episode recently, and Tyler Perry was mentioning how he goes really hard for 3 months and then he'll take 2 months off and go to his, you know, homes in Wyoming and Colorado and really enjoy the peace and quiet. But I want you to understand that, like, even people at that great of success know how to take the time off. And I just don't want you setting unrealistic standards that you can't live up to. Okay. Now, we know what imposter syndrome is. We know exactly when it's creeping up on us, what signs, but let's talk about overcoming it. So what I want you to do is first, please practice self-compassion. The kinder you are to yourself, the more you will speak life into you. And the way that has helped me is whenever I say something negative to myself, I ask myself two questions. Would I say this to my daughter, who I adore and I love? And would I say this to my best friend, who I also adore and I love? And if I would not say it to either one of them, then I am not going to say it to myself. There is no one that is perfect, and each and every person has a struggle. So when we treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we would offer someone we love, then we're practicing self-compassion and loving ourselves. And so I think that's really a key ingredient to making sure that you can overcome imposter syndrome. The next one is to limit your social media exposure. I know this is hard. It's definitely hard for me. But if you find that social media is always triggering and making your imposter syndrome worse, learn to take breaks or limit your screen time. I love that Instagram allows for us to set a time limit on how much we want to consume. And it'll tell us you've reached your limit for the day. And so also taking the time to create your feed that only follows accounts that inspire you and uplift you rather than triggering those negative feelings. So those things can really help you to limit imposter syndrome. And then of course, have a reality check. Remind yourself that social media is going to give you the polished version. And behind those filters and the stage photos, someone somewhere has a dirty house. Someone somewhere has kids that are misbehaving and they're not perfect angels all the time. And it just will allow for you to get over some of those insecurities that you are facing. The next piece is set those realistic goals. Don't strive for perfection across social media. Focus on what is achievable for you, which is why I tell people you don't have to post every day. Maybe you post 3 to 4 times a week, and that you are celebrating each small win along the way. I know it gets hard to see yourself as not growing, but I want you to look at your engagement. I want you to look overall at what you're creating on your social media and see it as, I can achieve X, Y, and Z, and make it fun again. And then also seek support. Talk to your friends, your family, of course, a therapist. I know a really good one I can recommend for you if you want to send me a DM. But use this to talk about your feelings of imposter syndrome and sharing your struggles. That can be so, so good for you. It can help you gain perspective. You can have a conversation, and it just makes you realize that there are other people who are also dealing with what you're dealing with. One of the most powerful ways that you can combat imposter syndrome is to just truly embrace your authenticity. Be genuine and true to yourself. Share your highs and lows, successes and failures, and give your unique perspective. No one can give it like you. You have to remember that your authenticity is your greatest asset. It's what makes you different and makes you valuable on social media. And I want you to show up as your true self. Guys, I hope that this touched you in some kind of way today. Imposter syndrome is such a tough opponent for us on social media, but I want you to know that you have the power to overcome it. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with someone who needs these words today. Share it to your stories and tag me so I can be sure to give you a shout out on social media. And be sure to come and join me in the Sufficiently Social Society. You will enjoy the women and the growth that you can experience when we're learning together and pushing ourselves forward. Again, I am so grateful for each of you. And I pray that as you listen to these episodes, you are touched by them. Sis, that's a wrap on another episode of the Sufficiently Social Podcast. If you've enjoyed all the gems being dropped, don't forget to rate and like the podcast. Share this episode to your stories and tag me at I Am Alicia Noel for a chance to be featured. As always, don't forget, His grace is sufficient for you and all your wildest dreams.